The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. What a gorgeous afternoon. I couldn't be more honored that you're spending a chunk of your time with us. Welcome to The Big Show. Got a lot to get to. Aaron, you were just talking about Green Lake and how bad these homeless encampments have gotten there. We might have some good new audio for you at 12:30. I'm going to talk to a woman. She took her 18-month-old daughter to Green Lake to play at the park, and she had to use, the mom had to use the bathroom, and they have a permanent bathroom structure, but it was taped off. So she went to the community center and said, you know, why is it taped off? And she was told that the nice bathrooms are reserved for our unhoused population, and the mom had to use a porta potty that they had set up. And she went into the porta potty, and it was filthy. She said there was urine glistening. She emailed me, and beer cans everywhere. So I'm going to talk to that mom at 12:30 this afternoon, so we'll get another perspective on this, Green Lake issue.
Keep an ear out for that one. Thanks, Dory.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, we got to get into the big lead here. Let's get right to it.
The big lead. Top story.
We carried Jay Inslee's press conference for the last 20 minutes of our show. He wants everybody else. I've already been vaccinated. He wants to hold everybody else hostage. And so Nicole put this together because we were wondering just how many times did Jay Inslee use the words vaccine, vaccinated, any of those? And it was 40 minutes of this. I had to log back in. There it is. Okay. This is in 40 minutes, Jay Inslee was obsessed with people getting the vaccine.
Your vaccinations, people vaccinated, vaccination. We have a vaccine that, to the vaccine now, of the vaccine fully vaccinated, as far as vaccinations. Vaccination rate, with COVID vaccine, this life-saving vaccine, vaccines, vaccination rate, fully vaccinated, vaccine. Fully vaccinated. Vaccines are fundamental. Vaccination students who are vaccinated. Vaccination rate, vaccines, vaccine. Life-saving vaccine, fully vaccinated, vaccinated. To vaccinated individuals, vaccinated individuals.
We didn't repeat any of those. That's how many times he talked about this. And what he made clear is the only reason he's waiting until June 30th is because he wants to use, you know, keep businesses hostage, keep the vaccinated people hostages. He wants to hold everybody hostage to try to coerce the people who have not gotten the vaccine. And I'll tell you something about the vaccine. Nicole and I were talking about this morning because you didn't like the vaccine that I got, Nicole. You've been doing a lot of research because I got the Moderna, and you didn't like that.
Why not? I begged you not to get that one because I've just been seeing a lot of everyone I've talked to that's gotten that one has gotten so sick after getting it. I feel like there's some weird side effects of it that just tell me that maybe our bodies don't want that vaccine, don't like the reaction to that vaccine. And on the other hand, the Pfizer one, I'm hearing very little, the typical flu shot type side effects. And I mean, there's exceptions to all of those. I'm sure some people got the Moderna and didn't have that bad of reaction. Some people got Pfizer and got sicker. But for the most part, the weirdest and most extreme side effects have come with Moderna, for sure.
Well, yeah, and I will now say, just based on my personal experience, I went in thinking, I don't ever get sick, I'm bulletproof. So I didn't care. It was the first one that was available to me was the Moderna. So I got the second shot a month ago, over a month ago now. And I said, I got it on Sunday, I'm going to work on Monday. I got so sick. And I spent a 23-hour period of my life, and I, you know, I have sleep issues. I slept 16 out of those 23 hours. And like Nicole's saying, my body didn't like that stuff. And then, this is a tough one to admit on the radio, but for about 2-3 weeks now, I've never had this in my life. I have welts on my upper thighs. And they're itchy.
So bizarre. And I mean, the cataract thing could, we've just, you know, we're pretty much aware that it may have been the Flonase, right? But there, that was also something you asked your eye doctor about. And she said they've been seeing more of. That's weird.
Right. Yeah.
Did you
cataracts usually come on? Well, cataracts usually come on slow. And I got one that just, boom, came on like that. And I'm blind in my right eye right now. So I have to get cataract surgery as soon as I can get it scheduled. And I've got welts on my body. And I don't know what, if any of that, is connected to the Moderna. But just based on my personal experience, get the Moderna. Yeah.
But one more thing, the talking in the sleep and you doing the fastest 15 entirely in your sleep. That is bizarre.
Yeah, I've never done that in my life. When I was sleeping the day after I got my second shot, I did this is maybe more embarrassing than the welts on my upper thighs, but I did entire segments of this talk show. And my wife was laying in bed. She said, you do 15 minutes and you did the fastest 15. And she said you were talking clearly and you were just talking about stories in the news. And I did that several times. I've never done that before. So I think Nicole's right that the Moderna, I would not get. My point is, if you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. You know, like Brock Heward. Brock and his family, they all got COVID. They have the antibodies. They've been tested. They don't need the vaccine. But Jay Inslee wants them to get vaccinated if they were in the state still. It's just outrageous what Jay Inslee's doing to try to get everybody injected. And it is the most untested vaccine to ever hit the market. And my body has had some bizarre things happen. I don't know if they're all connected to the vaccine. I know being deathly ill the day after the second shot was directly connected to the vaccine. But these other things, I have no idea.
To counter a little bit, because this came out today, our friend Chris Sullivan, he told his story on the morning show this morning, but he got sick. I would consider Sully a pretty healthy guy. He's middle-aged, healthy guy. Probably, I think he maybe just, I don't know if he was against the vaccine or just procrastinated or what, but I mean, he's been very ill for a couple weeks now, and there's sides to both stories. You know, I do know some younger people have gotten pretty sick, and I got it myself, and my brothers all got it, and none of us got very, you know, deathly ill. But there's a cautionary tale everywhere. But you just have to make the decision for yourself. Everyone else who gets vaccinated, accept people's decision and move on with your life.
Well, and that's my point. That Jay Inslee should not be coercing people, but he is. And he says, we'll open on June 30th, but it'll be sooner if more of you get vaccinated.
Full reopening on June 30th. That would mean on June 30th, we would have full capacity for our restaurants, for our movie theaters, our bowling alleys, you name it. This full reopening can happen earlier, as I said, if we obtain 70% of Washingtonians who are over the age of 16 who have at least initiated their first dose of the vaccine before then.
Crazy. I don't think 16-year-olds should get it. Now they're moving it up to 12-year-olds. He wants 12-year-olds to get the vaccine. I wouldn't do that if it was my kid. If you want to with your kid, that's your choice. But he went on and on, and it was 40 minutes of just haranguing people to get the vaccine nonstop. That's all he talked about for 40 minutes.
Every Washingtonian in every county is a life we care about. And every Washingtonian we help will avail themselves of this free, safe vaccine across the state of Washington. If we do that, we'll be able to open sooner. But more importantly, we will save thousands of lives in our state.
First of all, he doesn't know if it's safe. He doesn't know anything about this. Remember 2 weeks ago when Jay Inslee said King County might have to roll back to phase two and Pierce County, we're rolling you back to phase two, even though your numbers are identical to King County because King County is more liberal and they're more likely to support me than people in Pierce County. He didn't say that, but we all know why he did it. But 2 weeks ago, they were saying we're rolling back everything. Our numbers are awful. We see a fourth wave coming. And now it's, oh no, we're lifting everything and we're going to remove all the phases and businesses will be 100%. They are making up all of this. And that's why this is so infuriating, because businesses have been destroyed. Children's lives have been ended with the increase in suicides. One that we heard about yesterday in, you know, one of the most tragic segments we've ever had on this show. He doesn't know if they're safe. I don't know if my welts and my cataract are associated with the Moderna vaccine, but I know my body didn't like it. And that's why we've gotten so sick right afterwards. And then when he talked about opening the state,
I do want to stress these recommendations, as celebratory as they are, they refer to people who are fully vaccinated.
So, in other words, if you've had COVID and you have the antibodies, he still wants you to inject the most untested vaccine ever into your body. So you can get the numbers up for the state. Do it for your neighbor. It doesn't make any sense. If I had the antibodies and I'd gotten it through nature by already contracting COVID, of course I wouldn't get the vaccine. But, oh, we're going to be shunned. If, not me, I mean, again, I got the vaccine, but people will be shunned. And he also said, and if businesses still want to, oh, I'll tell you something. So I went to the dentist yesterday, right after the show. And of course, you're unmasked at the dentist. And you're, you know, breathing through your mouth and it's getting into the air at the office. But then as soon as I get out of the dentist chair, I got to put my mask on to walk through the lobby. It's all theater. So I walk through the lobby, out the door, and then it's my first step out the door, I take my mask off, put it in my pocket. I stopped at Albertsons on the way home, and I forgot about my mask. And I walked in the store, and all of a sudden, this young guy comes running. I'm just running. Had a panicky look on his face. Welcome to the store, sir. Do you have a mask? And it was like, it's in my pocket. So I just forgot. And so I put the mask on because it's a private business, and I respect private business rules. But it's ridiculous. CDC yesterday said, indoors and out, you don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. Well, I'm vaccinated, so indoors and out. But Jay Inslee says, no. We're going to use you as a lever against the unvaccinated. So businesses can still choose to impose mask rules.
Businesses will retain the right to require customers to wear masks. So an individual business legally will be allowed to require their customers and their employees to wear masks. But there will not be a requirement if you are fully vaccinated from the state of Washington. And this is a heck of a benefit. Look at people who have been annoyed by this mask as a really good reason to get vaccinated. This is a ticket to freedom. That shot is a ticket to freedom for masks. And we hope people will avail themselves to it.
Can you believe that? A government-mandated injection is a ticket to freedom. That's like the most convoluted thing ever. Oh, man. And then he also said, oh, he might put us under his foot again.
But we need everyone to pull on the rope here. We don't want to see this pandemic coming back, which it could, particularly with these new variants. This does not change our responsibilities. It just increases our possibilities.
And then he also just started talking nonsense like he does sometimes.
People, unfortunately, are exposed to so many conspiracy theories and crazy thoughts. And if you read on the internet that you'll grow a tail if you take this vaccine, call your physician, call a nurse, ask them. I just hope people will do that.
I haven't read that on the internet, Jay, because it doesn't exist on the internet. What I know is I have welts on my upper thigh. Jay, come here right now. Get your state patrol driver. Come up to my house right now. I'll drop trow and you can inspect the welts on my upper thighs. And you tell me if it's from the Moderna vaccine or if it happened for some other reason, since you're such a medical expert on all of this. And then he started whining because people were upset at how capricious all this is, at how everything's made up, how 2 weeks ago they were going to roll us back, and now they're rolling us forward. They don't know what they're doing, and he got upset by that.
By the way, the questions to date have not noticed that I mentioned that we're reopening the state of Washington on June 30th. I hope that isn't lost on the media industry here today.
Oh, he wanted congratulations. Yeah, sorry, I don't have Stockholm syndrome. You know, just because you hold me captive for a year, I'm not going to suddenly start celebrating my captors. And then the other thing about this, there has, and this shows how random everything is, how they've made up everything. Our friend at Spiffy's down in Chehalis, been running the restaurant for 50 years. He's 80 years old. He's been fined more than $150,000 by the state of Washington because he opened up. No COVID was traced to his restaurant ever. A place in Port Orchard. I talked to the owner a couple days ago. They've been fined $132,000. No COVID has ever been traced. Barber shops, bars. There's a bar in Tacoma that they are threatening to strip its liquor license now. And so our Hannah Scott asked Inslee a question.
Well, I know the governor of Florida has canceled all fines and penalties against businesses. I'm wondering if you might do the same.
No, we're not doing that. The law still needs to be followed, and we still have things that are important to people's health. So, no, we will continue to enforce the law in the state of Washington as appropriate.
It's not a law. Laws are passed by the legislature. Your gubernatorial edict, with an emphasis on goober, the gubernatorial edict is not a law. And its constitutionality is questionable at best. And so he's still going to wipe out these businesses that have been providing jobs and tax revenue for, in the case of Spiffy's, for 50 years. He still wants to wipe them out of spite. And he said, because the law is the law. Oh, really, Jay? Then cancel us being a sanctuary state. You chose to ignore that law. You invite illegals to come into our state because you don't like that federal law. You don't follow laws. You choose which ones you want to ignore. But if a citizen does that, you want to wipe them out. So now, sorry, I'm not feeling celebratory or happy about Jay Inslee today. And that is your big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
I'm serious, Jay. Get over here. Here till 3 o'clock. Look at my welt. Coming up next, I'm going to talk to a mom who will tell us her experience taking her 18-month-old to Green Lake, where the homeless crisis has exploded. It's right after the news on the Dory Monson Show. I spent a lot of time at Green Lake running laps on the trail. I had a rubber raft in my trusty duster, my 72 duster, and I'd go out in the lake and do schoolwork while floating out in the middle. More recently, two of my daughters lived in apartments with roommates close to Green Lake, but it's not the same. Huge numbers of homeless encampments. There's a big one on the west side of the lake right now. And also, I used to play a lot of basketball, both in the gym and on the outdoor court at Green Lake. And it's just important for us taxpayers to have access to basic necessities. I got an email from a mom. Her name's Kristen, and she joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, Kristen, it's great to talk with you today.
You as well. Hi.
Okay, so tell me about your experience. You took your child, I don't know if it's a son or daughter, you said your child. How old is your kid?
She is 18 months.
Okay. All right, so you went to Green Lake, and tell me what happened. Tell everybody what you told me in your email.
We were playing at the playground there, you know, and I had to use the restroom. So I walked to the community center that is there. There are signs posted at the community center, temporary signs saying that the facilities are open, but then they are also cordoned off with tape for some reason, and I was very confused why they would say that the bathrooms are open but also cordoned off.
Yep.
So I went to ring the doorbell of the community center and asked if I could use the restroom. I was carrying my child, and the woman behind the desk of the community center said that the bathrooms are currently reserved for our unhoused neighbors. And I was a little bit taken aback because I didn't really know how to respond. And I just said, okay. And she directed me to the porta potties that are stationed by the parking lot there.
I hate porta potties.
You know, yeah, they're not great. They're even worse when they're not clean. they were literally glistening with urine. There was urine-soaked toilet paper all over the place. There was garbage all over the place. There was beer cans. They were disgusting. And I was expected to set my child down and just hope that she doesn't touch anything.
Oh, you know, that is such an important point. Yeah, I mean, I said I hate porta potties, but I remember a couple of times when our girls were little, and you can't leave a 1.5-year-old outside while you go use it. Oh, I can't even imagine bringing a 18-month-old into one of those.
Oh, it was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. You know, it's one thing to have porta potties that people have to use. It's another thing to just not keep them clean. Like, you're next to a playground. People have to use the bathroom next to a playground.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah, and look, every one of us has compassion for the homeless. I know you do. I know that I do. But this absolute takeover, I mean, we're the taxpayers. We're the ones who are paying for these facilities. We pay a lot in our property taxes to King County Parks. I don't know if Green Lake's King County or Seattle Parks, but we pay a lot for that. And then when we get filth in return, that's kind of a slap in the face.
A little bit. You know, it's a public bathroom and it should be available for all. You know, unhoused, housed, people traveling through town, it doesn't matter. It is a public bathroom and this is basic human health. We cannot be expected to just go in the streets, you know.
Yeah.
It should be available for everybody.
I agree with you, but there's also a danger in that, Kristen, because we have had some horrific crimes. I've become friends with a young woman. She was using the public restroom at Golden Gardens. She was training for a marathon, and a homeless person who had just moved here from, I think, Arizona, he tried to brutally sexually assault her, and she fought back. But there was another homeless person who raped a woman at a restroom at a car dealership. I agree with you that they should be open to all, but I also would have real concerns for my wife or for any of my daughters, just given some of the crimes that have happened with homeless people in these public restrooms.
Those are concerns that are valid. You know, I absolutely hear that. You know, my takeaway from this is that there's showers at these facilities as well. And I've actually had to use these showers. My water heater broke once, and I had to get ready for work. So I had to go to the community center, and I had to use their showers. And I'm wondering if I would still be extended that privilege today, or are those showers still just reserved for our unhoused neighbors?
Yeah.
Those were her words.
But, and what we're doing is we are prioritizing people who are committing illegal behavior. Well, I mean, you're not supposed to camp at Green Lake. Most of them are, I mean, the vast majority are heroin meth users. And it's sad, but it's true. I don't care how much public officials want to deny that. And what you said in your email, you said, I'm just hoping some people ask questions of Seattle Parks and Rec and holds them accountable to change the current policies and hopefully keep our parks clean for our children. I don't know when that's going to come back, Kristen.
Neither do I. It's really, really frustrating that I have to drive all over the damn city to try and find a clean and safe park for my child to play in.
Yeah.
You know, it is just really, really frustrating. And I feel like we give them just oodles and oodles and oodles of money, and we don't see any return.
I remember, this is a long, long time ago, when I was a very young talk show host, but I came on the air, and this seems so simple and naive in comparison to what we're dealing with today. But my wife and I took our girls to the Arboretum and we spread out a blanket. And one of my daughters picked up a cigarette butt in the grass. And I was disgusted by that, and I was horrified. And I was thinking, man, that's like a dream situation compared to the heroin needles and everything. I mean, I was so naive back then thinking that that was a serious problem. But it was to me back then. I don't know what I'd do if my kids were little and we had to check for heroin needles and all of that every time we tried to go to a park.
Yeah, it's apparently my mother used to do this with the part that I played at when I was a kid, because we didn't live in a great area either. And that's just what she, you know, raised me doing. And now I'm doing the same thing. You know, I will never in a million years let my child run around a Seattle park with no shoes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I used to be able to do.
Sure.
And it's, I just don't see, I don't think we're seeing a return. We give them so much money and our parks are filthy. Yeah. That being said, a lot of people are concerned about the amount of human waste that we have in our parks. And if we're so concerned about the amount of human waste that we have in our parks, why do we not have adequate bathroom facilities for people to use? You know, there could be a win for everybody.
Well, I mean, everybody who's responsible for these policies, they claim to care about the planet. But there's a string of RVs on the west side of Green Lake right now. And they often just empty their holding tanks right in the street next to them. And that runs off to who knows where. But I'm sure some of it gets into the lake.
In Green Lake, too.
Yeah. It's just awful. Well, I'm glad you reached out to me. I just think it's so important to remind people of what's happening and see if we can, one of these days, get some change. Because right now, things are going in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Parents just want to use the bathroom. And it would be nice if we had clean ones to do so.
It's a reasonable request.
It is a reasonable request. Yeah. Have a nice day.
There you go. All right. Well, Chris, it's really nice talking with you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Hey, and tell your dad I said hi. I heard he's a big listener.
I will. Terry Stewart, he might be listening. Hi, Dad.
Okay. Hey, Terry. I appreciate you. All right, Kristen, all my best to you and your family.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Kristen, who had to deal with filthy porta-potties with an 18-month-old because we're giving all our priority to the homeless around Green Lake. Your thoughts, you can text me, 98973. Lots more to come here on The Dory Monson Show. I've mentioned many times that I have a wonderful outlet from noon to 3 every weekday. From 3 p.m. till noon the next day, I'm pretty mellow. In fact, everybody thinks I'm a nice guy off the air. I just, you know, I get worked up about issues. I try not to make things personal, you know, when I'm talking about Jay Inslee, but sometimes it's tough because the issues are affecting people's lives. But I don't have a lot of hatred in me. What I've observed just in the last week or so is the people who have a lot of hate in them, and they blamed it on, in the case of the people I'm going to display here, Donald Trump. Oh, they hated Donald Trump. And I thought it would get better once Trump was out of office and they had their guy, Biden, in the presidency. But now, when you have hate, it pervades every part of you. I'll give you an example. That supermodel, Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen, she has had to apologize. Apparently, she went after that girl from Ocean Shores, Courtney Stodden. And the things she said were so hateful and so personal. The Target has now pulled. They were carrying some homeware of Chrissy Teigen's, and they've pulled it from every one of their stores because she displayed such hate. She was somebody who, she hated Donald Trump. But she still needed an outlet for her hate. And it became this girl, Courtney Stodden. And on it goes. Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, she hated Trump. And she went on the Today Show yesterday and said she's ending her talk show. And she said the reason she's ending it is because of all the negativity that was created by Donald Trump. But it turns out there have been dozens and dozens of people who have talked about just how hateful Ellen DeGeneres is, how she treats her housekeepers and her gardeners and her staff on the TV show, treats them all like garbage. Is just a miserable, horrible person, according to, it's been about 40, 50 people who have come out and talked about just how poisonous she is. You know, she comes on smiling and dancing, but she also needs an outlet for her hate. Rachel Maddow, she hated Trump. But once they announced that the CDC says we don't need masks indoors or outdoors, listen to this. Tell me if this sounds mentally right to you.
I will just tell you at a personal level, I'm sorry for speaking of all that in such personal terms with Dr. Walensky, but when I was talking to people today about this new guidance and what to ask her, everybody had very personal feelings about it, and I realized I did too in all these questions. Part of it is that I feel like I'm going to have to rewire myself so that when I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I don't instantly think you are a threat or you are selfish or you are a COVID denier and you definitely haven't been vaccinated. I mean, we're going to have to...
What? She's going to have to rewire herself because up till now, when she sees somebody without a mask, she considers them a threat, a denier, a Trumper. Well, there have been a lot of people who don't wear masks outside because it doesn't make any sense to wear a mask outside. But Rachel Maddow couldn't stand those people because we didn't cave in. Yeah, I got the vaccine, but I didn't cave in and wear a mask outside. You know, people riding their bikes on the Burke Gilman. I don't understand why you have a mask on. But for Rachel Maddow, she has to rewire herself. And good luck. Your hate is going to always need an outlet. Nicole Wallace is on MSNBC.
I mean, why is it controversial for, I mean, I understand, you know, a right to privacy and a right to freedom, but I don't have a right to go to my workplace unvaccinated. I don't have a right to send my kid to school without testing him to make sure he doesn't become a vector for disease. I mean, has this debate gone too far? People, sure, you can do what you want, but it doesn't mean you get to go on with your pre-pandemic life if you're not willing to carry your burden in society.
Carry your burden. You can't go on with your pre-pandemic life, which I thought was the whole point of the vaccine. But according to Nicole Wallace, we cannot go on with our pre-pandemic life because we have to carry our burden to society. And that's my point. I feel pretty unburdened. Except when I'm talking about our governor, then I got some burdens. What's going to be the next target? It's been the unmasked. It was Trump, then the unmasked. Who's going to be now? Courtney Stodden. Let's check the news. And then the fastest 15 is coming up next.